Hi, I'm Dr. Tamitha Scove, the Space Weather Woman, and you are listening to audio from my video forecast. So when I reference something to look at or to watch, if you want to see it, just visit my YouTube channel or check it out at spaceweatherwoman.com. And now, here is your forecast. We have a sunspot and a solar storm, Neowise and noctilucent clouds. Those stories and more in the news this week. Space weather this week is definitely getting a bit interesting. We start with a small coronal hole, finger-like coronal hole, that's rotating in through the Earth's strike zone now. It's not super well formed, but it is sending us some fast solar wind, and it could be bringing aurora down to easily high latitudes and possibly a small chance for mid-latitude aurora here over the weekend. But after that, things will probably quiet back down, so don't get super excited. On top of that, we do have a new sunspot that is emerged kind of low in the northern hemisphere. This is region 2766, and believe it or not, it's the death throes of solar cycle 24. This has the magnetic polarity of the cycle 24, the old cycle, but it isn't really aligned perfectly. It's kind of more vertical than horizontal, so it's definitely feeling the influence from solar cycle 25, but we're going to continue to watch it to see how long it lasts before it dives back below the surface. Meanwhile, this region has actually kind of connected to a big filament that's snaking around in the northern hemisphere, and as this region emerged, part of that filament launched off of the sun in a solar storm, but that solar storm is not Earth-directed, so we're pretty much in the clear. Now, on top of that, we do have a couple other bright regions that have rotated into Earth view, and they are boosting the solar flux. We are back into the marginal range for radio propagation, and this could last over the next couple of days before things begin to kind of tank once again. Switching to our M-flare threat meter, you can see this X-ray flux continues to be extremely low, and therefore by proxy this solar flux continues to be low. Right around the 30th though, you do see a little bit of a boost. That was from a southern hemisphere bright region. This was a cycle 25, which turned out to be a sunspot for a very short while, but it didn't last long enough for NOAA to give it a designation. But it did manage to fire off a couple very small A-class, almost B-class flares before it began to die back down. And since then, things have been pretty calm. We do have a couple bright regions on the Earth-facing disk, including region 2766, which is that old cycle sunspot. But can you see it in the X-ray flux? Not really. It emerged on the 3rd, but true to form for a dying solar cycle sunspot, it's not going to give us any boost to the solar flux or really any solar flare activity. So you can't really see it here. However, the bright regions have managed to boost that solar flux up into the low 70s, and it looks like we'll hang on to that marginal radio propagation for another couple days before things begin to tank again. Switching to your solar storm conditions, you can see we've been pretty quiet when it comes to solar storms. We've been sitting at anywhere between quiet conditions to unsettled conditions and kind of moving along like that. Right around the 27th though, we did get a grazing passage from a solar storm, but it was a pretty weak solar storm. It only bumped us up to unsettled conditions and gave us a little bit of aurora at high latitudes, down maybe a tiny bit down into mid latitudes, but I only got a couple people reporting in seeing aurora. And then, as fast as it came, it was gone, and we're back to quiet conditions for the most part until the 4th. Now we've bumped back up to unsettled conditions as this fast wind is hitting us, and we could even bump up sporadically to active conditions here over the next day or so as we continue to go through this fast wind stream. But by the end of the weekend, things should pretty much clear out, and things should go back to being quiet. And although we haven't had many views of aurora from solar storms as of late, we still have had some gorgeous views of noctilucent clouds and of comet Neowise, like this view from Austria. And it was seen in Hungary. We saw views in Spain. And down in Greece. And the views of the comet even made it to the United States. We saw it in Arizona. And even my home state of California. And we've had some gorgeous noctilucent clouds as well, like these in the Netherlands. And also, the noctilucent cloud views have been all over Washington over the past week or so. And if you want to catch the comet Neowise, there is still time. So if you want to do it and you're in the northern hemisphere, you need to look to the east-northeast skies just before sunrise, and you'll find the comet between the horizon and just below the star Capella. So what else does our sun have in store for us this week? Well, this is Stereo A. It's our partially farsighted monitor. You can see here's Earth, here's the sun, and here's Stereo A staring at the sun pretty much from the side. And when you take a look at the disk in Stereo's view, well, you can see multiple bright regions. These have already rotated into Earth view, and you can see they are kind of firing some mini solar storms here and there. You get a few little puffs of action going on. You can also see when region 2766 begins to emerge in Stereo's view, and shortly thereafter, you can see a puff in that northern hemisphere. That is the solar storm that lifted off, and it's definitely not Earth-directed, but it definitely tells us that solar storms are still being launched from this region. Sadly, though, when you look past these bright regions that have rotated into Earth view, you don't see any coronal holes, and you don't really see any new bright regions rotating into view. So once these regions kind of do their thing on the Earth-facing disk, we may have a little ways to wait for more activity. Switching to our moon, we are now passing through the full moon phase, which is right now, and we're on our way to a third quarter. And by the 10th, the moon will still be about 77% illuminated. So you night sky watchers, if you want to catch some dim objects in the sky, like, I don't know, maybe a comet or some aurora, you're going to need to check your local rise and set times. Switching to our solar storm conditions and aurora possibilities over the coming week, we are being hit by that fast solar wind from that coronal hole that's rotating in through the Earth strike zone now. At high latitudes, NOAA is expecting unsettled conditions, but we have up to about a 25% chance of a major storm. Now, at mid-latitudes, we're only expecting unsettled conditions as well, but we do have up to about a 20% chance of active conditions. Yet, if you look at it, these conditions will diminish rapidly, and by early next week, we should be back to quiet conditions. So your aurora photographers, both at high latitudes and mid latitudes, keep your eyes peeled because the chances for aurora are going to be short and fleeting. Switching to your solar flare and particle radiation storm outlook over the coming week, everything continues to be in the green when it comes to big solar flares. We do have a couple bright regions on the Earth-facing disk, but they're not a risk for radio blackouts, so this should make you GPS users very happy. On Earth's day side, GPS reception should continue to be top-notch, and that's going to continue easily throughout the week. Now, we do have a sunspot on the Earth-facing disk. This is region 2766, and along with a couple other bright regions, they are boosting the solar flux into the low 70s. So amateur radio operators and emergency responders, you should be enjoying marginal radio propagation on Earth's day side. Sadly, though, near the end of the week, this may begin to tank, and we may begin to dip back into the poor range for radio propagation, and we don't have any bright regions on the sun's far side to kind of help keep that solar flux boosted. So enjoy this marginal propagation while you still can. Now, also, because we are still at solar minimum, the cosmic ray flux is a bit higher than we'd like it to be. So you frequent flyers, and this does include air crew who fly over 800 hours annually and fly at high latitudes and high altitudes, you are in the moderate range for radiation dose, and this does include prenatal passengers, so please take this into consideration in your flight plans. So the space weather this week is a bit of hit and miss. We do have a coronal hole that's rotating in through the Earth strike zone right now, and it is sending us some fast solar wind, but it's not going to last all that long. So aurora photographers, only if you're really dedicated should you even try to go out and chase this one, because it may be over almost before it starts. Now, on top of that, we did have a solar storm that was launched, but it is not Earth-directed, so once again, no chance for aurora there, and unfortunately, it looks like we're going to have to wait a while for aurora photographers to get any more chances for solar storming. So you might just have to sit out for a little bit. Now, as we look at the disk, we do have some bright regions in Earth view, including a new sunspot. But this sunspot is solar cycle 24 sunspot, so it's not really doing all that much. Luckily, collectively, these bright regions are boosting that solar flux just a little bit. We're back into the marginal range for radio propagation. And so that's some good news for amateur radio operators and emergency responders enjoy the next few days of marginal radio propagation before things begin to tank. And then, unfortunately, from the sun's far side, it doesn't look like there's anything else in store. So we may be dealing with poor radio propagation in through next week. Now, the nice thing is that you GPS users, well, you like it when the solar storming is pretty weak, and you like it when solar flux is pretty low. So GPS pretty much all over the globe should be top-notch. I'm Tamitha Scove. Thank you for listening.